The Good News, according to Mark, chapter 14. Now the feast of the Passover, even the time of the unleavened bread, was 2 days away, and the chief priests and the scribes looked for a way that they could seize him through treachery and kill him. But they said, "Not during the feast, so that it won't cause a riot among the people." And while he was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he reclined to eat, a woman came having an alabaster flask of fragrant liquid spikenard, which was extremely expensive. And she broke the flask and poured the ointment over his head. But there were some who became indignant among themselves, saying to one another, "What was the purpose for this waste of the fragrant ointment? For it could have been sold for over 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they snorted at her in disgust. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want to, you can do something good for them. But you will not always have me physically present. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial. And truly I say to you, wherever the good news is proclaimed throughout the whole world, that which this woman has done will be spoken of for her as a memorial to her." Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went off to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were delighted and promised to give him money. So he watched for an opportunity to deliver him to them. On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and there you will encounter a man carrying an urn of water. Follow him. And where he goes in, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the dining room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Prepare the Passover for us there." And the disciples went out, came into the city, and found things just as he had said to them. And they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he came there with the 12. And as they reclined and were eating, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me, someone who is eating with me." They began to grieve and ask him one by one, "Is it I?" So he said to them, "It is one of you 12, someone who shares food from the dish with me, for the Son of Man is going away, fulfilling what is written concerning him. But woe to that man through whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." And as they were eating, he took bread, and having blessed it, broke it, and gave to them, and said, "Take this and eat. This is my body." And he took a cup, and having given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the new covenant, the blood which is being poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the grapevine until that day when I drink new wine in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn of praise, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "All of you will desert me tonight, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.'" That's a quote from Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7. "However, after my resurrection, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." But Peter said to him, "Although everyone else might desert you, I will not." And Jesus replied to him, "Truly I say to you, that today, even this night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. But he insisted even more, saying, "Even if I must die with you, there is no way I will deny you." And the others all said the same thing. When they had come to a place called Gethsemane, he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go pray." And he took with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be anguished and distressed in his mind. And he said to them, "My soul is deeply grieved, even to death. Wait here and keep watch." Then he went on ahead a little and prostrated himself on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, this time of trial might pass by him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, but don't do what I want. Instead, may your will be done. When he came back and found them sleeping, he said to Peter, Simon, are you sleeping? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Be vigilant and pray so that you don't enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again and prayed, saying the same words. Once again he came back and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they didn't know how to respond to him. And he came back the third time and said to them, Go ahead, sleep now, and rest. It is enough. The time has come. Look, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. See, he who betrays me is coming now. And just then, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, and with him was a mob armed with swords and wooden staves, sent by the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now he who betrayed him had agreed on a signal, saying, Whomever I kiss, that is he. Seize him, and take him away safely. And when he arrived, immediately he came to him and said, Rabbi, Rabbi, and kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and seized him. But one of those who stood nearby drew his sword, struck the servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. And Jesus responded to them, saying, Have you come here, as if I were a robber, armed with swords and wooden staves, to seize me? I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you didn't seize me. But this is done so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And they all left him and fled. And a certain young man followed him, having a linen cloth wrapped around him over his naked body. Some of the young men tried to grab him, but he left the linen cloth and fled away naked. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and there were together with him all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes. But Peter had followed him at a distance, even coming into the courtyard of the high priest, where he was sitting with the officers and warming himself by the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council sought witness against Jesus in order to put him to death, but found none. Although many gave false testimonies against him, their testimonies didn't agree with each other. Then some arose up and testified falsely against him, saying, We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is of human construction, and in 3 days I will build another not made with human hands. But not even their testimonies were consistent with each other. Then the high priest stood up among them and asked Jesus, saying, Won't you answer anything? What about what these witnesses are testifying against you? But he kept silent and made no reply. Again the high priest asked him, saying, Are you the Anointed One, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting in the place of honor and authority of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven. Start Dyer Commentary. Moses' law prohibited the high priest from tearing his garments. See Leviticus chapter 10, verse 6, and chapter 21, verse 10. This tearing is reminiscent of when King Saul tore Samuel's robe. Samuel then said, The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today, and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is better than you. That's a quote from 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 12. It could be that at this moment the kingdom was torn from the priests and given to the Lord Jesus. End Dyer Commentary. Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, Why do we need witnesses now? You have heard the blasphemy for yourselves. What do you think? And they all condemned him to be worthy of death. Then some began to spit on him, and they blindfolded him, hit him with their fists, and said to him, Prophesy. And the officers struck him with their hands. And when Peter was downstairs in the courtyard, one of the maids of the high priest came, and, seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, You were also with the Nazarene Jesus. But he denied it, saying, I don't know him, or know what you are talking about. And when he went out to the porch, the rooster crowed, and the maid saw him again, and began to say to those who stood nearby, This is one of them. but he denied it again. And a little while later, yet again, some who stood nearby said to Peter, "You certainly must be one of them, for you are a Galilean. We can tell by your accent." But he began to curse and to swear, saying, "I don't know this man you are talking about." And just then the rooster crowed a second time, and Peter remembered the word that Jesus had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." And when he remembered it, he wept. This is the end of Mark chapter 14.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.